The clarion emitters sounded throughout the capital, and the defenders of Kornovan knew that the final battle was at hand. Fresh oath papers and warding scripture fluttered from silver plate. Rituals of psychic invocation were observed. Blades were re-sanctified and charged for combat. Torva strode beside Captain Servian, seeing five mighty Dreadnought walkers rising up from their mounting frames with guns replenished. Attendant serfs and tech adepts were scattered as the pilots ambled their war machines back and forth, impatiently testing the calibration of their systems before loping away to the designated muster points. When word had finally come from Master Drago's sanctum, it had spread quickly. He was master no more. He was Lord, and he would lead the Grey Knights to righteous victory this day. Torvus halted as the great adamantium doors of the Basilica opened, and he saw the new Supreme Grand Master conferring with his paladins as they emerged from within. Cheers went up from the assembled battle brothers, some of the mortal serfs even genuflecting as Drago and his guard passed by. The librarian felt a twinge of apprehension as his former master approached. But Drago embraced both him and Servian in turn with a statesman's smile.
Brothers, friends, I have some news.
I believe we may have already heard it, my lord. As you know, there is little that escapes the good captain's ear.
Indeed, indeed. In fact, brother Captain Servian, you and I have matters of rank and elevation to discuss once this is done. For now, though, I must ask a great favor of you, Torvus. I have particular need of your talents on the battlefield.
Torvus hesitated.
My lord,
The words died in his throat at the sound of some nearby commotion. His gaze shifted beyond Drago to the Armorium gates and the hunched figure that shuffled through the throng towards them.
Seeking Drago, Master, Sixth Brotherhood. Seeking Drago, Master, Sixth Brotherhood.
It was Nostrand's servitor. Torvus rolled his eyes and gestured to the thing.
The Inquisitor has been demanding to speak with you for hours.
Drago turned, folding his arms across his breastplate. He spoke loudly and clearly, quieting the din of the Armorium.
You have found me, Herald.
The servitor froze, its internal systems recognizing the voice straight away. The Inquisitor's hololithic features coalesced before them once more.
Master Drago, I believe congratulations are in order. Though Master Tor sends further word from Titan, he reports that the prognosticars have condemned your appointment as Chapter Lord.
I can't imagine why.
I'm sure they have their reasons. Nonetheless, this whole debacle has cost us dearly. The demon horde approaches the walls of the capital even as we speak. I am not interested in the opaque politics and posturing of your chapter's ruling council. I presume you will be taking up Lord Geronitan's former duties with immediate effect, so that we might finally cleanse this world of these horrors, in the Emperor's name.
Drago frowned.
Kornovan? The planet is already lost. This was never about saving it.
Nostrand blinked once.
Unacceptable. I was assured your complete deference and cooperation.
My Lord Inquisitor, you forget your place. You exist and operate here only because we have continued to allow it. Do not for one moment believe yourself the architect of this campaign, or that your desultory efforts will be remembered. Lord Geronitan, may his name live forever, allowed Mortarion to ravage entire sectors so that we might bring him to battle and win a greater victory here and now.
Nostrand's face contorted, his expression exaggerated in the shimmering projection.
You will not speak to me in such a manner, Space Marine! Do not forget whom it is that you serve. Your chapter's honor is much tarnished of late by Lord Geronitan's willful pursuit of vainglorious prophecies. I have tolerated this until now, but no longer. It is not for your kind to...
Drago fired a single shot from his storm bolter, taking the servitor squarely in its chest. It staggered back half a step before crashing to the floor. Blood and pneumatic fluid spreading over the flagstones as the ruined body twitched and sparked. No one in the chamber moved. The only other sound was the distant rumble of artillery shells. Torvus peered over Drago's armored shoulder.
That was unequivocal, and quite a statement too.
Drago exhaled slowly, though still visibly filled with tension.
In the grand scheme of things, I do not think it will change much.
The librarian nodded to Servian and the Paladin Guard.
My lord, we stand ready to serve you, and the Brotherhoods await your command. Also, Master Crom's transport is inbound. He speaks of the two weapons that you will carry into battle. Would you have me prepare and prime your force halberd?
With a thin smile, Drago drew himself up and saluted his followers with the sign of the Aquila.
No, I will not need it.